Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Roger Craig. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Sisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Sisco. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock takes first base on ball four. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Gonder and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. White reaches second base with a double. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. White hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up towards first. Crane Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a pop-up into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a pop-up into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Shannon strikes out. One out. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0-for-1 in the game. Craig strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. White hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. Groat bunts towards the mound. Sisco fields it and throws to first for the out. Boyer moves to second. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shannon. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Klaus scores. It's Cardinals, 1, Mets, 1. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt bunts towards the mound. Craig fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Craig. Cranepool scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Mets. Mike Cuellar now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dal Maxville now playing second base. Barney Schultz now pitching. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a pop-up into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonder hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 2 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is called out on strikes. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Flood hits a ball on the ground into left field. Altman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Altman. Shannon moves to third. Flood moves to second. Willard Hunter now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Buchek now playing second base. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schultz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Schultz. Hunter moves to second. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Klaus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Tim McCarver. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gonder for a passed ball. Grote moves to second. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a pop-up into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie James pinch hits for Barney Schultz. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.